Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Heard already or realized the greatness that is seeping into your eardrums and into your brain right now, this is the Vicky Fox, one of the most iconic drag performers out. She is a queen, she is an icon, and like, get into it. And you should definitely be following her on all the socials. I know I don't plug up top, but the Vicky Vox guys, because a hoot. So much fun.
Yes, I appreciate that.
I'm so excited to have you. I did your podcast, Doing Great Pod, which, guys, listen, Vicky reads tarot cards. She reads playing cards. And it's fucking wild. Yes. Like, get into it.
Girl.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to have you. Obviously, like, we just started talking, like, we just, oh, auntie's out on the porch.
From the jump, yes.
Sipping tea and watching the neighborhood.
I'm so happy to be here, but I have to talk about something. So I be listening to your podcast occasionally. When I walk around my apartment acting like I'm cleaning, I just push stuff around. Well, I've been listening, and I am so mad at your theme song. It is so damn good. Girl, it's a bop.
Thank you.
It's a bop. I said, okay.
It's here we go. Also a scam, right? Because it's just me doing all the levels by myself in the studio. There's no mixing. It's ratchet as hell. I'm going to get it fixed for season two, y'all. I'm going to get a mix. I'm going to get a... Because right now it's like,
I know people. Okay. I know
you
people.
You a lyricist.
We can do this. I can. Well, right. That's what it says on the Google.
If you Google Vicky Vox, the top thing says lyricist, which is so funny. That, what a scam, Vicky.
of all the things. And that's not even my fault. But here's where I'm a scammer. I don't correct people sometimes. I just let it go. Sure. That's how I got into drag. They said, okay, we'll hire you to do drag. Sure. And then I never
stopped
working.
You just got
working.
On YouTube and you so, were like, okay. you hit Google and you said, how to drag.
Right. Girl, I looked so bad. I looked so bad when I first started drag, like rough. I think I got a muumuu from Ross and threw a belt on it. And I had this like huge, now it would totally be some appropriation, but I mean, then it was too. But I had this huge afro just because I needed volume and I didn't know how to tease hair. So I took a big old, was blonde, and I threw a headband around it and called it a day and was singing Natural Woman rolling around on the floor.
The flavor.
I don't know why they still pay me, but they do.
Well, I guess it's appropriation. Wait, because Vicky, you are, well, I'm trying to remember your ethnicities again. You.
Okay, my mom is white. She is Italian and German from South Philly. And my dad is Moroccan, straight
right.
off
which the is boat. Africa, which is technically African.
She is Northwestern.
So Africa. Still,
like, she's on the top of where the ice
so
cream
you
looks
could probably
like it's
still
falling,
wear
you know?
An afro. Is this?
Well, the thing is, my dad had an actual afro, like that was his hair. But I just say it because I own my whiteness, and I like to let people know because
you are
also,
African. You
have to. I like to let people think whatever they think about my racial ambiguity.
That's a scam. That's how you come up.
Until I gotta, yeah, and then I gotta get them in line. Once they say some stuff, I'm like, oh, you felt comfortable enough to say that around me. Guess what's not gonna right. fly.
I love that. I have so many friends who are like my friend Laura Chen, who literally looks like a white woman, like completely looks like a white woman. Her father is black. And so she's like, yeah, I'll be sitting in these rooms and they start saying crazy shit. And I'm like, hello.
They really do. They really do. But I love using it to my advantage. I'm like, oh, so you gonna play that card because you thought. Guess what? Right. Guess what we're not
We need
doing
everybody.
Anymore.
We need our secret blacks. We need our...
Yes.
The spy who blacked me. You know, we need...
Right. I mean, like, if you look at my cousin... Well, I also... My dad's a scammer because he... Well, first of all, my dad's name is Ahmed, right? But he has, like, 7 names because that's just how they do it. They have, like, 12 middle names and they go by one of them. And anyway, he gave all of us kids... Very American names, just so we could like
right.
assimilate. Like my government name is
Come on,
Lance.
Lance.
What the hell? So right. So my college applications look great.
And I hate that we have to scam like that. But listen, I've been Lacey Mosley my whole life, and you best believe that I've got right. a phone call like, "Hi, yeah, this is Lacey. Yeah, no, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll be there." And then I show up, and I'm like, "Yeah, what the fuck's up? It's Lacey, my nigga. Where the snacks?"
Right.
Let him know.
Okay, but my dad is a scammer too because at work I remember being very young and on his name tag it said Ed, and I said, "Dad, wow, that's not your name." Because well, when I was young enough, I thought his name was Dad, but then you turn and you realize right. their whole full name so was Ahmed. So he goes, "Listen, when I introduce myself to people, like let's say we're introducing ourselves, and you go, 'Hi, my name's Lacey,' my dad would say Ahmed." Like saying his name. So eventually he just put Ed and was like, "People don't get it. I'm not Ed. I'm tired of explaining. My name is Ahmed, not I'm Ed." And that's not even a joke. That's not even a corny ass joke. That was real life. That happened.
He just gave up. It feels like he got scammed into being Ed. He was trying to be Ahmed and everybody was right. like, You are Ed? You're Ed? Okay, got it.
He's
like,
got it.
He's like, "No, that's not what I said. I said I'm Ed." It's like, "Please stop shouting at me. I get it. Your name's Ed." I get it.
Yes. My brother's name was supposed to be Ethan, but my dad couldn't pronounce it.
I love that he can't pronounce Ethan because we need to normalize that people can't pronounce American names either because my name is Lacey. Technically, it's French. But let me tell you, anytime I get in the fucking Uber,
yes,
they're like, "Lakai."
Oh, God.
Lassie. Okay. Every time I get in an Uber. Right.
Come on. Like. It's not that complicated.
But listen,
people.
That's how we be treating like Uza Doba or, you know, like Sashir Zameda. Right. You know what I mean? Like we treat like other names from other countries like, "Oh, it's so hard to say." But like, we just are all right. in different countries. That's a scam. Like the American way ain't the only way.
Right. But, okay. So one of my favorite friends, well, not favorite friends because it turned out she was incredibly homophobic, but her name was Shay Omuba. And I loved saying it. So I wouldn't say because they would just call her Shay, right? But I had to say Shay Omuba every time because she was Nigerian. So I had to say it every time. You get a whole name. Not like Mike Jones. You get a whole yes. name. Because you know how there's like certain Mikes and Johns and Jims and Steves. They all have right. to have a last name.
Because there's so too many of them. And yet we still keep... Every Mike is a scam. Right. Every Matt is a scam. I say that all the time.
Girl, I was thinking about... I'm sorry to cut you off. I just got excited to tell you about a scam.
Yes,
I ran.
Please.
Like an actual scam. We'll get to
yeah,
we gonna
get to the,
talk about
the program. But y'all ride with us. Ride with us.
I was thinking, right, go for the journey. You see, I had ordered. Did I tell you about this? I had ordered a bed off of Amazon, like mattress and frame. Now this is where I had to. This is why I love telling people that I'm half white. I'm a half whitey because. I use it to my privilege, and I'm going to get in trouble for this. So it was supposed to be delivered to my door. It was not delivered to my door. It was left downstairs in a quote-unquote mailroom that we don't have, but it's like the mailboxes
okay.
in the apartment.
I know what you're talking about. I got one of those, now, too. L.A.
Right. Hello, L.A. So I was in London at the time. I was trying to have my bed set up by the time I got back. I sent my roommate... to go look for the box, and it wasn't out front of the door because it said it was delivered. I knew that it was probably downstairs, and since it wasn't where it was supposed to be, I let Amazon have it in every white way possible. Showed them the receipts. My roommate took a picture out front of our door. Girl, it was downstairs. Don't you know that I threw such a ruckus that I got the bed and mattress for free?
Yes. Yes. I love a mattress scam. Marie Faustin came on here with a mattress scam. I love a mattress scam because it's such a big scam. It's mattresses, they're like very bulky. They're large. It's like cumbersome. I'm proud of you. Also, Jeff Bezos has more money than God. So he can give up a mattress to a queen. Okay.
Right. It's a donation. It's, you have contributed to the VicuVox project, and I thank you very much.
It's like the NAACP. Look, we have the Hafrican organization, okay? Well, they need money, too. We all need money, too. Oh, my goodness. Well, let's get, just because you're already talking about postage, let's get into what's hot in Farad. Oh, yo, Chelsea's going to kill me. Shout out to Chelsea Jacobson, my producer, because you're going to be like, bitch, you haven't even gotten into the show yet. But, you know, that's the episode you guys are in for today, and I love it. So, this is, okay, you got to give me a name, Vicky, for this person.
Can we call them Yaya?
Great. Mm-hmm. I like Yaya. I like Yaya a lot. Yaya makes me think of Yaya. What's his name? Mateen, whatever, with the penis. Is that his real penis in Watchmen? I haven't watched Watchmen yet, but they were like, watch it because it's a penis in there.
It is a lot of full frontal.
Shout out to representation, though, because women for so long have had to put their breasts on the television, and we ain't ever been seeing no penis. Hey. I was watching P-Valley, and look, P-Valley is... Okay, I watch anything right now because it's quarantine, so I watch anything. It doesn't matter the quality. I don't care. So P-Valley is not necessarily a good show, but it's very watchable. And there is a scene where there's a guy and he's like masturbating. Not safe for work, guys. I should have said that before. And then he like finishes on his stomach and they show the excrement.
He made pools, girl.
Yes,
he made
pools they showed himself. The nut and the penis, and I was like, "This is crazy."
Well, hey, you know, this is the new dawn. It's a new day.
Is this the representation we asked for? I guess.
I guess it's time. I mean, if they could have Elizabeth Hurley and Showgirls flailing about like that, I mean, I'm sure we could show somebody doing some stuff, okay? It's time because men are nasty, and it's time to let the world know that they are actually nasty.
I thought the world has known men are nasty. We just don't talk about it.
Right. It's time to talk about it.
So, yeah. For those of you who enjoy the structure of this podcast, I know you're screaming at me right now. But listen, you don't have any control here. So Yaya says, first off, just wanted to say hi from New Zealand. Okay, New Zealand.
Yes.
Okay. International. Okay. I don't know how to do a New Zealand accent, but I can say Liza Disc. That's my Australian accent for you. Liza Disc. I'm a Bobby. Liza Disc on the Bobby. There you go. That's not Australia, that's not New Zealand, but girl, you'll live. She said she was singing along with the theme song. That's so sweet. Okay. I usually skip past the compliments, but thank you so much, Yaya. She says, I have a low-level scam to report, which I once tested and confirmed that it does work. If you want to send an old-fashioned letter in the mail but don't want to pay for postage, what you can do is write a random or your own address on the front. Don't attach a stamp and then write the address where you want the mail to end up on the back of the envelope labeled as sender. I tried this once and of course it took a lot longer than usual for the letter to arrive, but I can confirm that it eventually worked. Not sure if this works with packages or international mail, etc., but I don't see why not. Cheers, greeting card grifter.
Girl, I'm gagged.
Oh my God. The return gag. Address. Is the address you wanted to go to.
That's genius. I'm not even mad at that. I mean, let's be honest, now is not the time to mess
with. Okay, and that's why I wanted to do this scam, because I do want to say, like, guys, we have, call your state representatives, like, the president, 45, he ain't my president. He is trying to defund the postal Mm-mm. service so that he can hopefully uproot this election and steal it. Guys, please call your representatives. Please stay vigilant. Please vote. Even if you're in a state that normally goes blue, please go vote for funsies, you know?
Yeah. Just
and listen, I know that us reasonable Americans don't want to go out and vote for that man, Mr. Biden. But this is how I put it. You know, Joe Biden talked about how police were shooting people in the heart and they were shooting to kill, right? And he said, what if we shot people in the leg? And listen, it's a terrible thing to say because we shouldn't be shooting people, period, like they are. The police are, they need to be defunded. They are a corrupt organization. They were slave catchers. Anyway,
agreed.
But I took that moment and I said, you know what? That is that's the full representation of this election. It's the heart or the leg. And with Donald Trump, it's the heart. We all getting shot in the heart. But with Joe Biden, honey, it's leg 2020. And I got to vote for leg 2020. I might make merch. I need y'all to get excited about leg 2020. Leg. Okay?
I mean, I could get on board. My legs are pretty sturdy. You can go ahead and hit me in the leg.
Right, as long as you hit an artery.
I mean, I think here's the thing. I'm sorry. We're going to get sidetracked real quick once again. I had a friend I met them at a party once, and they were a double amputee, and partial amputee on one side and like below the knee on the other. And they survived. You can survive. Now, the reason I'm telling you this story is because we did drink beers out of their prosthetic leg. Out of their prosthesis.
This is not where I expected the story to go.
I just wanted to talk about it.
I thought this was going to be like an uplifting moment.
No, I'm saying at least you'll have a glass later. That's, you know, there's a bright side to everything. You might lose your leg, but you'll have
and
a cup
also,
of
drink. And also, like you're saying, so, I have friends who are who cannot use their legs and are in wheelchairs, and they are thriving. They're very successful people. Like, I think that we have to kind of retire old phrases like cut them off at the legs and shit like that, because it's not, you know what I mean? Like, some people can't walk, and it's fine. Like, and they're doing great. So we need to, like, normalize that. Like, yes.
They are doing great. I still don't think we should be shooting people in the legs. Listen, but this is... like,
this is the best we can do right now. This is the best. I wish it wasn't this way.
I shouldn't be laughing
though. I wish it wasn't this way. I really do, guys. But this is honestly the best we can do right now. And I don't even want to get into Joe Biden shit because he's a nasty man. And I don't want to vote. I don't, but I will, and I will do it happily if it means my freedom. But I hope for the first time that a lot of you who are listening to this podcast realize that this, what you're feeling right now, voting, is what Black people have felt their entire lives, what marginalized people have felt their entire lives. We are voting for the lesser of two evils, and we always have been. We've always been voting for survival. Whereas you guys were like, oh, and by you guys, I do mean white people. A tax plan, yes. Or oh, I like their values, or oh, I like his suit, or I want to have a beer with him. We were like, who's less likely to kill us?
Right. And I mean, can I say something real quick? And this, I promise you, is not going to be a crazy story. So I actually used my privilege and did not realize that it was such a privilege. I didn't even vote for a long time until it came down to, Barack Obama was the first time I was like even considering it. And then when it came down to old Hillary and them, I was like, I have to do something. Like, I really got to get myself out there and do something. And now you better believe, like, if they're like, you can only allow one person in to vote at a time, bitch, I'm going. I'm gonna be that one person. If this virus is in the way, right, I'm going. You ain't stopping me on this time. I let it go for too long, and I have to own that. Some of us have to own that we did not engage in the system because we benefited from it.
And that's okay, because I think the most exciting thing about that is the fact that you aren't in that place anymore, and that you have changed, and that you are active. And I think that more people need to get excited about the fact that when new information presents itself, or when you do, you know better, you do better. Get excited about that, because I feel like our society beats people up so much for being wrong and loves to dunk on people for not doing the right thing. When it's like, if you get new information and you change your mind, that's honestly the biggest fucking flex to me. Is just like, I have new information, I changed my mind. You better put your dick on the table. You put your pussy on a table. I'm like, yes. Put your pussy on the table. Yes. So, yes. So, y'all, get out there. I know it's bad. Anyways, we was talking about this postal scam.
Right. Sidetracked. But I still think she's genius. Whoever this is, I would like to thank them because I have been broke enough. You know, for a long time, I didn't even know where you could buy stamps.
I didn't either.
Like, where you get stamps? Like, I didn't know that you have to go to the post office to get stamps.
Well, as a scammer, I want to let you guys know that you don't want to scam via mail a lot because it's a way that the government can get you for your scams, because mail fraud is like a big way that the government comes after people and can trap them and get them on charges. So it's like you can be sending out like lies and shit, but if you're doing it during like over the U.S. Postal, the U.S. Postal Service can be like, this is a government agency. Now you're committing mail fraud. Now you're involved in a government fraud scheme. You know what I mean? So you don't want to scam via mail. No. Thank you. But this is a fun scam because it's just like you're scamming the mail. Even though USPS is so underfunded and we should not be scamming them, y'all. But no, but it really is a good one. If the return address is where you want it to go, that's lit.
I feel like that's just smart. That's work smarter, not harder. Like, right. Let them do my work.
But also, y'all, postage be like less than a dollar. I don't know how much it is, but I know it's less than a dollar. I feel like I'm in Curb Your Enthusiasm right now when they were like, how much does a banana cost? She was like, I don't know.
I have bananas $13? And I have no idea how much bananas cost.
No, but this is a good scam. So, I mean, if you really can't afford postage, okay. But if you can, guys, USPS is going through enough.
But here's also the thing. Some people don't
have change.
But
she did this in Australia or New Zealand.
Oh, okay, well, she didn't get the USPS. But right. Some people don't have change right now. Did you know there's a coin shortage?
Yes, I do. And I'm hoarding all my coins. This is my Bitcoin.
This is my time. They're going to be worth something one day. Save you your quarters. I actually, this is so dumb. I saw an ad on Facebook and it was a laundromat asking people to bring them $25 worth of quarters and they would do a load of laundry for them.
What?
Uh-huh. A fluff and fold. Because they need the quarters.
That is a scam.
It's a scam. I mean, they'll give you $25 cash, but they need the $25 in quarters.
Who and, got 25,000 like, quarters lying around?
I mean, I probably got a good bunch.
somebody had a meme that was like, oh, we have a corn shortage. And it was like black people. And it was like one of those igloo, like water bottles filled with change.
Yes. Same.
I did used to keep change with my grandma when I was a kid. And then we would go to the Coinstar and get scammed while they take all your money.
They used to just have it in the bank. They had it inside the bank until they realized they could make money on it and put it inside the grocery store instead.
Mm-hmm. Except for now, it's COVID, y'all. So if you got them quarters like that, you go to the bank, you could do some rollers. And you sit down, get your little glass of wine, turn on Indian Matchmaking, which is my new favorite problematic television show that's horrible and it's also so good.
It's so good and awful all at the same time. It's like, wow.
And you pack them quarters. It is like, wow. I'm like, wow. You know what it is? It's that everyone is so, like, Seema's so problematic, but she doesn't even care. Like, you know how people would be like, okay, we're not supposed to say this, but, you know, we're looking for a match that's fair, like very light skin. She's just like, so we need a match that's fair, light skin, tall, basically white. Like, she's just like saying all the fucked up shit with her chest, and I love it.
With her full chest. She is that one at the family reunion. You like, stay away from them. Just because they're not going to filter. Just stay away.
Auntie Seema, that's just how she is, y'all. Just, you know.
And what does she call them? The datagraph? What is it called? I can't remember, but it's like she has the whole like page of all of their messes. And it's just a mess. Okay, what else are we talking about?
Well, first we're going to take a break. It's the longest beginning of the show ever. Guys, we're going to take a break for some non-scam advertisements. Scam!
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. $8. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
If you're a person with titties, bras are so uncomfortable and constricting, and now we finally like have something that's changing. That Skims is changing. That Skims bras, they're worth the hype. They're amazing, the shape, the support that they give, but also they're, like I said, comfortable with you on your nipple. Okay. I love the Fits Everybody bra in Onyx, which is like the black one. Like that's normally like the clothes that I'm wearing and stuff. But like, I also really love the wireless form push-up plunge bra because, you know, you sometimes you gotta give a little cleave, a little titty, okay? You know what I mean? Make it cute. So shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, 38 to 46 H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Cut! And we are back, and it's time for my favorite segment of this show, Historic Hoodwinks. This is where I am going to regale Vicky Vox with a con that I was gonna try to do alliteration there, and then it just left me so quickly.
It's okay. I'm here for it either way.
I am going to regale Vicky Vox with a historic con that is just, you know, worthy of our praise. And today we're talking about... So shout out to Sherilyn Vera. That's my research assistant. She started to get very specific with the brands of, like, who these scammers are. She calls this scam the polygamous gas thief.
Oh. Okay.
so much to unpack there. Shout out to Sherilyn. So much to unpack.
The polygamous gas thief. Or like petrol gas?
Like gas in your car.
The petrol. Okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, is that petrol?
Yeah, they just missed an opportunity for some more alliteration. That's all.
Ooh, the petrol polygamous thief. Right. Yes.
Yes.
You pilferer. Really okay?
No, it would be the polygamous pilferer. Petrol pilfer. Yes.
Wow. That's why you're a lyricist. That's why you're a lyricist, Vicky. Wow.
That's why.
Wow. Wait, what a punch up. That was live, guys. No editing. Wow.
We're doing it. We're doing great. See?
I'm like that meme right now. I'm like, wow. Oh, wow. Okay. I love Nollywood. I need to watch Nollywood.
Let's hear anyway. About it, though.
So. This is Jacob Kingston. He's a prominent member of a secret Utah polygamist sect, and Lev Derman, the Armenian immigrant owner of a chain of California truck stops, and they both engaged in a $470 million fraud of a government biofuel program, which I love fraud scams like this because, like, I'm not in this industry. Like, I've told you guys, scamming is a business, but it's also an industry. So there's different sects, you know what I mean? It's almost its own economy, really, where it's like we all contribute to the economy, but in very different ways, right? Mm. Like, I've seen scams where a woman was flipping cats for $45. She would steal people's cats, and then she would post that she found the cat and that she had to take it to the vet to make sure it was like got all its shots, and then she'd be like, I only need $45 and you can have the cat back. Or if somebody else wanted to adopt the cat, she would flip the cat for $45. That's a completely different scam than someone who's scamming the government's biofuel program, right? Because right. Scamming commitment. Is an economy.
Yeah. you know, it filters honestly, on down.
The cat scammer, I was like, this is too much work for $45, sis. You could at least get $100.
Right.
But that's the gamut. We go from cats to biofuel, to government biofuel. Like, it's all over.
I'm with
so
you.
So I love getting into different scam industries and learning about what they're doing. So Derman and Kingston together used the money they made through the alleged fraud to go on a wild 4-year spending spree that included luxury homes in Los Angeles and Salt Lake City, multimillion dollar European sports cars, and a villa in Istanbul, Turkey. Oh, Istanbul. That always makes me think of Constantinople, which yes. is what it used to
Istanbul,
be.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. Yeah, that one.
Noble. Yeah, that song. Why do they Istanbul and Constantinople. Like, I learned that in school, but I didn't learn, like, why slavery. I had a full song that I learned about Turkey, but then when we were talking about slavery, it was like, okay, so it was some slaves, and then it was then they got free because right. it was nice. Then it was a civil rights movement where they were rising up against, y'all don't even know who they was rising up against. They was just rising up. And then Barack Obama, the end. Meanwhile, I got a full song.
Right.
See, Istanbul and Constantinople.
That was a good song, though. That's a bop, too. That's a bop.
It slapped. Honestly, it slapped. So hard. That's why I still remember it. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Turkey. So the Kingstons are members of the Davies County Cooperative Society, also known as the Order, okay. a fundamental denomination of the Mormon Church. So I have friends who are Mormon, mm-hmm. and they are not polygamous. And so I want to be very clear that not all Mormons are polygamous. Not all Mormons live in this big love lifestyle, although I did love big love. Shout right. out to Bill Paxton. RIP to a king. but these people specifically were like, we going to have wives on wives on wives.
My thing is, like, I need to know what was really going through their heads. Because you're greedy because you want a bunch of wives and you want a bunch of money and you want a bunch of house. Like, can you just calm down? I promise you, y'all would not get caught. Like, if you would quit being greedy.
I feel like there's two poles. Like, there's two poles of living. One pole is like, I love a simple life. I want to feel good every day about my family and what I'm doing. I don't need a lot of shit, you know, simple life. And I think the other pole is like, I don't think I'm ever going to live again. Mm. And I need to fucking fuck shit up while I'm here. I need 30 wives. I need a lot of money. I need to rob everyone. I need to steal everything. It's like there's right. these big polar opposites of like, I need nothing but my happiness and my, you know, awareness of my body and my surroundings and the earth. And the other side is like, I need bitches. I need gold bricks.
I mean,
we all fall somewhere in between that.
Yes, I agree.
And I lean towards the bricks and the bitches. I do, but not that far.
It's like, it's how you look at abundance, right? It's really that. But my thing is, how did they get caught? Did they get caught?
Oh, you will learn. We're gonna go on a journey.
Because I need to.
Right
I
now.
Really need to know because I feel like you went wrong with the houses. You went wrong with too yeah. many things. You already have a lot of one stuff.
So just like Law and Order, just like Law and Order SVU, and how you can look at the guest stars in the opening credits and tell who probably is the murderer on this show. If I know the names of people up front. They probably got caught.
Right.
Sorry to spoil it, guys, if you hadn't figured it out yet. But that's normally the case. If I don't know the names or if I'm like, you know, they still out. Because there have been some people. There was a girl whose Instagram was Bossy Smiles. And she said she do braces. And she was just doing braces without no license. Oh. And she got her Instagram taken down, but she was never caught, never did any time. And now she's pivoted. So now she's doing like hair and nails and eyebrows. And like she's still out here, though. And she makes like homemade liquor packages. You know, shout out to Bossy right. Smiles.
Well, I mean, good for them. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to know where this goes. Keep going.
So this is how they did it. Kingston began the biofuel scam in 2010 before he met Derman, but the government contends that the fraud really took off after the family partnered with Derman in 2011. The two took advantage of a federal incentive under the environmental program that encourages cleaner burning fuels and energy and self-reliance. Sounds like some Democratic shit. It's like, we'll reward you financially if you stop destroying the planet, Greta Thunberg.
Right.
Thunberg. So between 2011 and 2015, Washakie Renewable Energy Co. asked the government for more than $1.6 billion in tax credits and received $470 million. By transporting a load of biodiesel fuel in and out of the country, they were able to get more than $2 per gallon in payments and renewable fuel credits over and over again for the same supply of fuel.
It was the same supply.
So they were basically being like, oh, we got some bio-friendly fuel. We brought it into the country, and then they paid them because it was bio-friendly. Then they somehow smuggled it back out the country and was like, hey, girls, we're back again with more fuel. It's the same amount. And they just kept doing that.
I am flabbergasted. I'm not mad.
This is smart. I don't even understand this.
This is why they needed all the wives. Somebody has to do the accounting, and somebody has, you got to have everybody in different areas. This is why polygamy can come in handy. That's what I think this is.
Imagine signing up to be married, and then it was like, oh, now you on the payroll. Here your desk.
Not for nothing, but I did grow up near South Philly, and that's sometimes how Italians do it. Everybody has a job.
Listen, that's why you gotta have a big family sometimes, and then you never know, one of them might be the superstar kid. You keep having babies, one of them might be Britney Spears, right? You know, you gotta I'm just saying, this is an opportunity.
Wait, but back to this. So they get paid to bring it in.
Yes, and then $2 per gallon and then they renewable fuel credits.
Okay, I'm with you now. This is a lot.
I know it is. I'm also processing and like elevating right now. I'm like a college degree. Tap in. that horrible Saweetie song. Tap in. That was for the black people. That song is terrible. So basically they're just, it's like if you were to get a credit for bringing in canned soup to a soup kitchen or to like a food bank, but then you took the canned soup out with you in your jacket and then you came back and then brought the same canned soup.
So I'm kind of mad you said that because I've done this, but I did it around Christmas when I was in my early 20s. When it was like, in order to get into the club, you had to bring in a toy for Toys for Tots.
Yes.
And you could get free entry. So I had my friend go out the exit and bring me a toy from the pile. And then I took the toy and just brought it in. So this kind of makes sense to me on a smaller scale.
Right. And we have to bring it down to a smaller scale because I understand how daunting this sounds as I'm even saying it. So headed out of the country to India and Panama, the fuel would be labeled as biodiesel. But coming back into California and Texas, the same fuel would be relabeled as feedstock or any of the various plant oils and cooking greases.
Oh, that makes sense now.
So Kingston and Derman arranged to rotate the same $15 million gallons of biodiesel fuel so many times that they were able to claim more than $250 million. This gas ain't been in no tank.
This is just so wild.
So when it was headed out of the country, it was gas. It was petrol. It was biofuel. When it was coming back into the country, they were like, this is chicken grease. This is a lot of sex dolls. Sex dolls are very heavy.
Right.
this is rhinestones going to Lady Gaga's house. Right. She need a lot of rhinestones. Don't ask.
This is lash glue. Right. That kind of stuff.
15 million pounds of lash glue, okay? This is for RuPaul's new drag show in Vegas. Right. They that need just this much lash glue.
Okay, because I can also understand lying to people. And you know, for a living, I act like, dress like a woman, you know? So I understand you got to dress up a pig to sell it a certain way. I understand this. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going.
So millions of dollars from the fraud were allegedly laundered through companies owned by a prominent Turkish businessman who was closely tied to the Turkish president. Ooh, This sounds like some Trump shit. When you get close to the president, you can start doing whatever you want. At some point, I got to make friends with a president. I'm going to get on board on somebody campaign and really just be out here using whatever celebrity I got. So I'm going to be like, hey.
Right.
Look, somebody died. Now, look, I'm they are in my house, but I'm not tied to. Can y'all have somebody come over here and Olivia Pope this?
It's handled.
At some point, yes. At some point, I'm going to need things handled. Where I just show up and they're like, it's handled. So, in 2017, Derman changed his name from the Armenian name. Termenjan? I feel like...
Listen, you can't mess it up. It is what it is. Sherilyn
says, sorry, I couldn't find a pronunciation. She wrote that in parentheses. Yes, Charlotte. I needed that. Shout out to my Armenian community. I love you guys. So he changed his name from Termenjan to Lev Ajan Derman. I know you guys are going to tweet me and tell me what that name really is. There's a voice activated thing on Twitter now. So just someone voice activate tweet me what that
name is. I would love
that. Thank you. So he changes his name to Lev Alzan Derman to pave the way for his possible immigration to Turkey. Alzan is the Turkish word for lion. Aslan. It's probably Aslan. It's A-S-L-A-N.
Aslan. Okay.
Yeah, so Aslan is the Turkish word for lion. The two claim to have an umbrella of protection from state and federal officials that they called the boys. Okay. Is that like the cops?
This is an intricate scam.
It is. I don't think I have the IQ for this. Like, this is.
They really did this. This took planning. This took prior preparation because you can't have this much production quality.
Right, because so technically, guys, let me break this down. So what's happened so far is they recycle in the same can of 15 million gallon gas and being like, when it leaves America, it's gas. When it comes back to America, it's eyelash glue for RuPaul. And so that's what they're doing. Now, they're working with the Turkish government, right? So they're like, how can we sound more like we're Turkish? I'll change my name to Lev Aslan. Like, I'm a lion now. I'm a Turkish lion. So that's where we're at, guys. Like, they're doing a lot to assimilate, and honestly, I love it. Kingston told investigators that he was present at a dinner where Derman made a cash payment to then Los Angeles County Sheriff Lee Baca. Let me tell you something about the Los Angeles County Sheriff Office. They doing crime.
Listen, okay.
I might have to take that out of the podcast because no. I have benefited from the crime of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office. I won't lie. One time I got pulled over by LA County Sheriff's and I was like, I'm on my way to blank place. I work for blank. I can't say the things. I don't want to die. And they were like, oh, you work for blank? Oh, we can't give you a ticket? Go on.
See? Here's the thing.
I've worked in crime a bit.
It's not your fault. You lived. That's what happens is you've lived your life. My thing is anybody that says trust me or believe me is exactly who you should not be trusting and believing. That's how I feel about it. Or like, I'll protect you. No. What you need is you need protection. If you're trying to protect somebody else, you need the protection. That's how I really feel about it.
And you are not wrong. So they apparently paid off someone in the LAPD County Sheriff Office, which I fully believe.
100%.
Also, I'm afraid of the LAPD County Sheriff Office. So I'm going to have to go by an alias and wear a ski mask. The Kingstons and Derman use burner phones and codes to communicate. Weather reports mentioning warm or cold were used to indicate the intensity of the federal investigations into their business. So they probably were texting each other like, hey, y'all, it's a warm front. That probably mean the feds is like swirling.
It's cold. It's cold, girl. We cold. Ain't nobody here. Right. We cold.
I hope it got more detailed than that. I hope at one point there were like a 32 degrees with a chance of precipitation.
Right.
What does that mean?
There's a 33% chance it's already raining.
My breasts can tell when it's raining. It's like, that's for mean girls. What's happening? Right. I hope it was that complicated. I truly do. So throughout the scam, they gave each other lavish gifts, including a $1.7 million 2010 Bugatti. Come on, I woke up in a new Bugatti. Yes. That Kingston presented to Dermot on his birthday. In exchange, Dermot gave him a chrome-plated Lamborghini. Y'all so rich. Why y'all even giving gifts? It's like, y'all so rich.
But let me tell you that that is how, I do know something about some ethnic folks, and that is how they move money around. Like, that's how you move money. And my, like, I know from my Moroccan side that you would give gifts of gold because that's how, like, you save your wealth. Like, and if you ever see immigrants and they have gold bracelets, it's because that's real gold so they have money later and you can't like take their cash away from them. Mm. Does that make sense? So like you give a huge gift and that's basically like you stashing money with somebody.
That's beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. I need that. So Kingston bought Dermot a $3.5 million waterfront home in Manhattan Beach. Dermot bought Kingston a $3.2 million home in Salt Lake City, Foothill Suburbs. So you're right. It's like we're buying homes now. It's like, oh, I got you a home, bro. I got you a home, bro.
Right. They pass it around money, homes, and wives. This is great.
Are y'all in love? Because it's starting to feel like maybe y'all are in love as well. This feels like a whole
organization. Right.
That's why they had so many wives. Because I feel like if you really want to be with women, like you don't want to have that many women. We get on your nerves.
That, I don't know what to say about that.
Look, I'm bi, and the thought of one woman is like, okay, that's enough. I definitely don't want 5 to 10.
That's a lot of energy. That's just to say, that's a lot of energy.
A lot of energy. I don't want that many damn men either. I don't want that to seem discriminatory. I don't want that many damn people.
I mean, that's true. Right. Everybody calm down. This, I like to be by myself, but let's figure out how they kept going with this money. Because I need to know. I'm actually really into this because I'm getting ideas.
Vicky's going to give me a home next week. And I'm like, why are you giving me this home?
Don't worry. Just put it in your name.
Just put it in your name. Put your social down. Right, it's your home
right,
now.
Right.
Lord Jesus. So a woman known as Katrina Tracy was a CEO of a New Jersey company that was engaged in a similar biodiesel fraud and was seeking to add to the Washakie Renewable Energy Co. as a partner in crime. She referred to the scam as alchemy. Turning nothing into gold. Okay.
Yes, that's
real. So Katrina. So she first met Dermot and his entourage that included the bodyguards in Miami. Dermot impressed her when he insisted on drinking a rare scotch that costs $150 a glass. And then when he thought it was... Then when he thought he was not being respected by the waitress, he tossed several $100 bills on the table and told her to remember him next time he came into the bar. This is the kind of flex I love. Right. I used to work in a restaurant and I love a man with an ego who throws money at me. I once like had a guy come in and they wanted like Yamazaki Privé or like 300 or something like that. It's a very expensive Japanese whiskey. It's $300 a glass. And they were like, oh, we want this. And I was like, okay, just so you know, it's $300 a glass. And he looked at me and was like,
right.
I know. I was like, okay, listen, people be coming in here, they don't be knowing. I was like, okay, Mr. Rich Man. And he tips me like $1,000. So I was right. Like, the thing, okay.
It's one of those things like, if you know, you know. But sometimes right. You have to let somebody know. Like, there are hotels in LA that don't even have names. Like, you just know what it is when you get there.
Or you have to have, there are restaurants like that too. Yes. That they do have names, but the name's not on the outside. And you just have to have a publicist to get in. Right. And I have scammed my way into the nice guy. I scammed my way into, there's another one that's like that. It's owned by the same group. I can't remember the name.
I know the H-Wood group. Was it the Blind Dragon?
Mm-mm, I know the Blind Dragon. I used to work for them.
Oh, did you?
Yes. Listen, H-Wood, we go back.
Yes.
No. It's something. Oh, it's going to kill me. It's like a private restaurant. It's on Melrose, I want to say. Or Santa Monica. Mm. And it's not. It's owned by the same people who own The Nice Guy.
Is it Delilah?
No, but it's close. Damn it. Anyway.
No.
Actually, maybe it is Delilah. Maybe it is Delilah. Mm.
I don't even know, girl. I tried.
Anyway, child. But like, it might be. But those are like the chill ones that people kind of still know about because of paparazzi. There's places that right. just literally have no names, and it's like you just have to know people.
I'm still mad at $300 for a glass of whiskey.
And honestly, it don't slap hard enough for $300.
Mm-mm. Get you some Everclear and call it a day.
You don't gotta go that low. You don't gotta go to drinking. You drinking diesel. We talk about a diesel scam. If you're drinking Everclear, you are drinking petrol.
If you have a mission, like who? My thing is, who really wants
to die?
Who wants
a suicide mission?
Who is trying to taste whiskey? Who, like, come on? Do you really enjoy it? And like for him, what is his name? Old.
This is Derman.
Derman, not Aslan. What is it? Them. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Y'all are doing great, but like, do you really need to spend all this money?
Well, you gotta flex on a hoe sometimes. You gotta flex. Right.
But see, this is what I'm saying. Like, you can just throw money at the problem, but like, do you really need? Okay, you're right. Sometimes I do be flexing.
I was about to. Your background right now in this conversation is a flex. These plants, this aesthetic. Like, get out of here.
I know. I caught myself, girl, and I was like, I'm a lie.
But I appreciate you being a humble queen. We all have to be humble at times, you know, even if it's fake humble and we are still flexing everywhere we go. That's okay. That's all right.
I do like to throw money around. When it's there, I do like to throw it around. So as soon as I realized that, I went, I have to stop talking about these people.
Bad. But I feel bad because like, I'm the type of person, like, I overtip everywhere I go. But that's because I used to work in the service industry. Same. So I will throw my money at service, but I won't be like, here's money. I'll just like tip them nicely because I've worked right. in the service industry.
I mean, this here's a flex, but it's not really a big flex. There's a local pizza place, and because everybody is like, shut down. I know she's not making money over here. And she's an Asian lady running an Italian pizza place. And I go in, I order my little cheese pizza because I don't eat the meats. And then I go in and I tip her $20, like in her little jar, just for the pizza. Because I'm like, I know she's having a hard time and I got it right now. So I'm okay, girl. Here you go. I don't think she knows it's me. And I kind of don't want her to know it's me because then I don't want her to treat me differently. You know? Does that make sense? Oh,
see, I would like want the extra special treatment. But like, I love this because we're both cancers and we're both bleeding hearts. I have to stop myself because I overtip everyone. And I'm like, girl, stingy right. people have money for a reason. And like, nice people don't have money for a reason. I'm trying to get a happy medium. Because right now, like, I've been going out and tipping sometimes 100%. If I'm like, you're really nice. Right. Like, here's a lot of money you didn't expect. And like, I'm like, okay, but girl, finances.
Right. That part. Like, I also need to eat.
Right. So later over dinner, just to catch y'all back up to where we were. There was a woman who was interested
because he was flexing
in becoming partners. Her name is Katrina Tracy. She's the CEO of the New Jersey company that was engaged in a similar biodiesel fraud and was seeking to add Washakie Renewable Energy Co. as a partner in crime. So she's already involved in crime. Her business is crime.
Game
it's crime game. Time. Okay.
Crime
so
time.
She. So she already is like interested. She's like, they're doing crime really well. And like, also, honestly, even legitimate business, a lot of it is fucking crime, guys. Like, these labels that they give us, it's just like the labels that we get with genders, where it's like woman, man. And it's like, no, there are lots of things in between. Right. There are lots of non-binary situations. Right. And that's the same thing for business. Like, there's no black and white. There's no up and up business. Everybody's doing fucking crime.
Everyone.
It's just that some of it is legislated, some of it's not. That's why weed now, you can go to a fucking weed Apple store in many states in the country, mm-hmm. whereas there are many black and brown people rotting in jail for selling fucking weed. It's because of racism, and it's because of what we label as crime, which is basically what the government can't make money off of. That's what we call crime.
That part. Well, tax is a scam too, but keep going.
Oh, the biggest scam. Like, I wish as a black person, just a quick caveat, that I wouldn't have to pay tax to the police. I'm like, if y'all gonna keep killing us, at least I don't have to pay for it. God right. damn. I'm not- Can I get a tax break for being black? Like, y'all ain't protecting and serving me. Shit.
You just made me weak, girl.
Girl, I'm like, Chael, Lance, Vicky, all the names. I'm tired. Lord.
Right.
I know that's not what this podcast is about. I want to keep y'all uplifted, but still, shit, I shouldn't have to pay for that. So, anyways. So they were, this woman, mm-hmm. Katrina, is interested in merging crime. She wants to do a crime merger. She wants to do a crime acquisition. And we love to see it.
Yes.
So he throws the money on the table, flexes for the waitress. Later over dinner, she and Derman discuss partnering up in a scheme in detail using Washakie Renewable Energy to provide fake documents. Kingston was not there. Now, see, this is when things get messy. I've talked about this before in the college cheating scandal. When you start to cut out people because mm-hmm. you think you know everything, this is when mistakes are made.
Yep.
If you are in cahoots with someone, stay in that cahoot. Right. Don't leave that cahoot.
No.
Don't think that you're good on your own, because if you were good on your own, you would have been doing this on your own the whole time.
Right. I look at it like a soap opera. The minute one person keeps something from anybody else, that's when it's all going down. The minute that happens.
Mm-mm. I don't know why this came in my head, but I was like, if you beefing at that wedding, then you should have stayed beefing at that wedding. Okay? Like, y'all stay together at the wedding. That's, you right. know what I mean?
Right.
That's another deep cut for the black folks. You know what I mean? If you can't do crime, what the hell can you do crime? Anyway, so in 2014, so this is our Katrina Tracy, pleaded guilty to charges of wire fraud, money laundering, and securities fraud. So in court, the IRS eventually caught up with them, and Derman was represented by Mark Garagos. Garagos, who in the past represented celebrity clients like Michael Jackson, Chris Brown, Winona Ryder, all of them guilty. He represented guilty people. Famous guilty people.
Oh, man.
He has characterized Derman as a rags-to-riches immigrant who came to the United States with his family from Soviet Armenia when he was 13 years old, dropped out of Hollywood High School, and worked as a gas station attendant before founding his own successful chain of fuel distribution and trucking companies. So Garagos basically categorized Derman as like, left a good job in the city.
I wasn't ready for that, but yes.
Working for the man every night and day. Derman never lost 1 minute of sleep. He was pumping that gas every night and day. Like he gave him a whole story.
Fully.
So Garagos said that Derman, before he met Kingston in late 2011, had never dealt in biodiesel tax credits. So remember, the original scammer was Kingston in 2010. Mm-hmm. He was doing his cons, right? Then he met Derman, and then Derman helped him make the cons really take off, really fly.
Right.
You know? I feel like Kingston is like an independent rapper, and it's like, you know what I mean? Like Kingston was Aaliyah, and then Timbaland was Derman, and then Timbaland came along, and then he made those beats, and he put that baby on it that was like, you know? And then the music just started popping. That's when the crime really started to soar. So basically now he's saying like, look, I wasn't the singer. I was just the producer.
Right.
I was in the background. I just was like, I got some baby sounds. Like, another deep cut for people who love Aaliyah and black folks. So, in his opening statement, this is Garagos, the attorney spent much time dwelling on the practices of polygamy in the Kingston family sect, saying that the sect leader, Paul Kingston, Jacob's uncle, has more than 20 wives and countless children. So we haven't talked about polygamy this whole time. But now that they're going to court, because they're about to go to jail.
They're trying to use it to discredit them.
Yes. And mind you, these two gentlemen were passing these expensive gifts back and forth, doing it. I mean, that's money laundering in a way. But they're doing all this stuff. And now he's like, listen, I was just a man who was working hard in the city every night and day. Big wheels keep on turning. And then I met this polygamous man who got, his uncle got 20 wives.
Yes.
He was doing crime.
Right.
And I didn't know. So now he's trying to paint himself as someone who's gotten roped into the situation. The order, which is the church group, has a term that's called bleeding the beast, Garagos said. Bleeding the beast is defrauding the government. That's the model. That's the ethos. That's the mantra. That's what the order does. They bleed the beast. So now they're trying to say that this is because of Jacob Kingston's organized religion. His name was Jacob, guys. We call him Kingston the whole time, but just to keep y'all on track. His name was Jacob. So... Right. So basically he's trying to be like, this was Jacob's religion. Like Kingston's religion was defrauding the government. Mm-mm. Which honestly as a scammer, like scam should be your religion. I'm not mad.
I'm not mad at that because, you know, I have thought about making my own religion just so I didn't have to pay taxes. But also I will say that basically everybody's mad right now because they figured out a way to exploit a system and the government is mad about it and sending mm-hmm. some people to crack down.
Also, the government exploits us. As a black person, I'm sorry. I don't owe the government shit. I shouldn't even have to pay taxes.
This is what
I'm saying.
Like,
we being for real, for real.
So y'all just mad because they figured out how to work you? Okay, keep going.
So the inner relationships are astonishing here. This is what Gregorio said. And like, Gregoros, maybe? Gregorios, I'm going to keep... It's, you know what I'm saying. So this is the lawyer, remember, who defends all the famous criminals, like Michael Jackson and... We know Winona did it. It was on tape. Honestly, I feel bad for Winona because she just did something in a bad news cycle. Like, if she had been stealing right now during the Trump era, it wouldn't have even been news.
No.
We would have been like, good for you, Winona. You're anti-capitalist queen.
Right, right. I mean, I'm real good for the five-finger discount. Back in the day, that's how I got wigs. I mean... You got to do what you
got
to do.
You got whole wigs on the five finger? You're talented.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I told them I was taking it because they were taking too long. I looked the lady at the cash register and...
Hi, I'm stealing this.
I said, y'all are taking your time. I held the wig up looking at him. I said, I'm leaving with this now and walked out.
That is the most beautiful theft I've ever heard. Hello? Hello? I'm leaving with this now.
I am that person. Sorry.
I love it. I love to see it. So, Gregorio said that they are marrying half-sisters. They are marrying cousins. They are in constant, inter-incestuous, frankly, organization. Oh, no. So, he's saying... So, Gregorio is saying that Kingston's family, they're marrying their half-sisters. They're marrying their cousins. This is constant inter-incestuous relationship, and it's like an organization that's going on with all these kids.
I have to get my fan out, girl, because this is my...
Oh.
But you know, as you're saying this, all I hear is what royal families sound like.
Right? Like, come on now, that pure bloodline shit?
That part. That's how they be sounding.
Everyone in, like, the UK is probably related.
UK... I can't even say West Virginia anymore because you don't even know. We don't know. I want to get.
We don't know.
Do you know what? Have you done a 23andMe? I'm gonna do mine.
No, because I don't want the government to get my DNA. They're gonna lock my cousins up.
I have felt that way about it too. But also,
I was like, I don't know what y'all want this for. It don't seem on the up and up.
23andMe is owned by the spouses of the people that own Google.
Yeah, see, my Hertep jumped out. My Hertep was like, no, queen, you can never give your government to 23andMe.
Right.
We are 23andWe. Right. Like, whatever that means. Also, don't drink milk. That's why you have your period.
Ooh.
Anyway, those are my Hotep logics that are terrible. Don't be a Hotep, guys. So Jacob Kingston had 3 wives and 10 children. Kingston's brother, mother, and legal wife, Sally, also pleaded guilty to multiple charges and are expected to testify in exchange for consideration of a lighter sentence. So he did have the family on the payroll. It was like, hey, you're my wife. And also now you're my accomplice. See? Welcome. And so Gregorio said that the court rushed through the process of the jury deliberations despite the escalating public health crisis. At least 2 jurors, including one who wore a face mask for 3 days during the trial, were excused due to pneumonia and unexplained respiratory illnesses. This happened during Corona.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is a Corona verdict, is what Gregorio said. The attorney said that they would file a motion for a new trial in the coming days.
This is wild. So there's a possibility that this might not even like really stick. Like,
no. We're in a pandemic.
I didn't know this was happening now.
Honestly, Sherilyn, you put through some dates in here. What a shocker. I've talked about this before, guys. Like, I will find a story I love. Sherilyn will research it. Shout out to Sherilyn Vera. I love her so much. And then I like to read it off the cuff because I like to be surprised. I like to do improv and I like it to be just fresh. And I'm shocked that this happened during the time of Corona.
I am too. It's crazy. This feels like Bush administration stuff.
Right. Biofuel? That yes. definitely doesn't feel like it's happening. But you know what, though? It feels like if any time you could get away with a government scam like this, it's during the Trump administration because they can't pay attention to you. I bet you there are so many scams going on right now just within the government sect because Trump every day is saying something crazy. He's like, I'm a nuke a hurricane. Niggers. Like every day he's saying something crazy on Twitter. So it's like you can be doing crime very chill.
He's over here going to ban TikTok and letting biofuel make money but never be used. Like, what is going
on? Recycling the same can.
I can't even get mad about that because as soon as I thought about it, I have done the same performances at every club for like years and I still can take money like it's new.
That's different. They're from different. You are giving entertainment to different people. They are giving the same can to the same government and never putting it in nobody's car.
I blame the government. You need to test. You need somebody. It's not their fault. It's not their fault that they got one over on you.
How do we even know it was fuel in there anymore? At that point, they could have just been weighing it down with anything. And
I'm telling you, I really feel like it was just cowplop. I feel like it was just a whole shipload. Because that's what biofuel can be. Like, you just got to convert it into stuff.
Right. It's methane. Right. It's methane in there.
This is wild. I also am kind of inspired.
I am too. Because this is, and like I said earlier, there are different industries within scamming. So figure out what works for you. Do you like science? Do you like math? You know, then you could get an accounting fraud. You know, do you like arts and theater? Then you can get into scams that relate to your personality, charisma scams. Those are the face-to-face ones. They don't pay a lot in the beginning, just like how acting doesn't.
Right.
But if you really work, you could become Joel Osteen and have your own church of scam.
You could also become Ellen DeGeneres and have your own scam of a TV show.
My favorite thing about all the Ellen shit that's been coming out where people are like, Ellen is mean, which is like, look, guys, I ain't gonna say nothing about Ellen because I'm afraid. But what I will say is what I'm seeing, which is a lot of celebrities coming out and being like, Ellen is so nice. She's wonderful. One time she helped me change my tire. Ellen is the kindest person I've ever met. And it honestly feels like they're like blinking into a camera and there's like a gun being pointed at their head that we can't see. Because like, why? It just, none of the statements seem like they're from the heart. Because I feel like if it was somebody that I fucked with and they were getting lampooned by the press, I'd be like, y'all, I don't know what's going on, but like, I really fuck with this person. Like, they cool. Literally, fucking Jay Leno put out a statement that was like, Ellen has donated $125 million to charity since her show got on the air. She's the kindest person that I've ever met. I love her. And I was like, so Jay, did you do this research before you sent this tweet out?
Right. Like, how you know this? Who sent this to you? But my thing is, okay, so if you've ever been, it's basically all the people at the dinner party that are at the table eating the meal saying that the host of the dinner party is lovely when everybody cooking the meal is like they were a monster.
Because she threw a pot at my head.
Right. You can, it's not the same experience, y'all. Like, of course, you got the other side. That's it. So whatever you're saying, it's kind of moot at this point.
But guys, so Corona, yeah, that was happening here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back for the last segment of the show. Robbery!
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Guys, and we are back, and this is the saddest part of the show because I'm gonna have to let Vicky Vox go soon. Ah, this is tragic. Because we've been having such a good time, you guys don't even know some of it. You'll never know. sorry,
very real.
But guys, it's time for Scammer of the Week.
Yeah.
So this is where we highlight one charlatan that's just truly worthy of our praise. Someone that we're so into, and we'll get Vicky's opinions on how it's going.
I'm here for this. I love to support people.
So, Scammer of the Week this week is a Slick Escape, which is a polygamous sect leader who uses olive oil to slip free of an FBI tracker. Now, we wanted to keep on the same vein of polygamy this episode, right? So, Lyle Jeffs, which, what a name. Lyle. Love that name.
Is this two first names?
Who was on house arrest. Yeah, I think it is.
That's why I don't trust
Lyle Jeffs. Now, he put an S at the end of the Jeff.
So it's multiple.
It's still pretty much two names. So Lyle and many Jeffs, who was on house arrest facing fraud charges, escapes FBI's GPS monitor by pouring some kind of lubricant believed to be olive oil on his ankle. Jeffs of the Fundamental Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Okay, look, again, I'm not trying to label Mormons as polygamous. I just have to say that. I know a lot of Mormons, they're not polygamous. Please don't come after me, Mormon community. However, this person is a fundamentalist Church of Latter-day Saints, which is different than the Church of Latter-day Saints, was released from jail on June 9th pending trial on charges that he and others swindled the federal government out of millions of dollars in food stamps. Damn! Maybe these outside Latter-day Saint churches are scamming the government, and now I want to join.
Right. I need to see what it's about.
Also, like, I could be somebody's 19th wife. That mean I probably don't gotta fuck a lot. I don't gotta cook a lot. It's a lot of people in the house to help with the chores.
I need to know.
I feel like I could be the slacker wife. Right. Like, they would always be confronting me, like, Lacey, you are not doing your share. And I'm like, what y'all talking about? I did. Right. I washed dishes.
I was like, I fixed the pillows. Right.
Okay, who fluffed the pillows, though? Was the pillows fluffy?
Right.
Thank you. That was my contribution for the month. Now, don't bother me.
I need to know, did they put all this money on one EBT card? Like, how does it go?
I don't know. Millions of dollars of food stamps is like, they must have been getting the food stamp cards and then slanging them. They had to have been
selling. Well, that's a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
Not that Listen, I've done it.
But I have been around it. Right. Have I eaten food that was probably
right
from a food stamp card that was purchased? Absolutely.
So, I do. Hey, I know what government mean? Cheese is, and we could just leave it there.
Am I catty corner to this scam? Sure. Am I adjacent? Am I in the cul-de-sac of the scam?
Right.
100%. Okay. Before you leave the cul-de-sac, you're probably past my house. So, yes. But I love that he gets out of his ankle monitor because he poured this olive oil onto his ankle. That's amazing. So they said that there was damage to the bracelet, but it wasn't enough to trigger an alert to federal agents. So there's probably some things that you can't put on the bracelet because it's going to be like, boop, boop, right, somebody trying to get free. Right. But whatever he used actually worked and it didn't trigger anyone. So federal prosecutors, along with the estranged member of the family, had previously urged the government not to release Lyle, arguing that he would flee. Wow, it'd be your own people.
Well, they do know him best.
They do, but I'm like, let Lyle go.
Free Lyle.
Free Lyle. Okay, he's got wives to take care of.
He's got business.
His religion is scamming the government, and he cannot practice that while he's in jail. Right. And we talk about freedom of religion in the U.S., so we need to let him free so he can practice his religion, that which part. Is crime.
Criminality. I'm kind of not mad. Like, study it.
I'm Go ahead. Not Get into mad. It, as long as he wasn't hurting people, I'm not mad. You know, shout out to Lyle.
Right. You know? I wish I could get that slippery and slip out of some stuff. I've never had a house arrest ankle or whatever it is.
You say that like that's something that a lot of people have. Have one. I've never gone there. No, I mean, a lot of people. Look,
I don't live a legal lifestyle. And I am quite surprised very often that I am one of the few people that I know that has not been locked up. And
I'm
doing
great. To Akon's iconic song, I'm locked up, they won't let me out, which I just thought was so beautiful. Because, like, if you're locked up, we probably know they won't let you out.
Right. Thank you.
But I do hope that there are people in jail who are like, can I leave? Like, no.
But can I go outside real quick?
It feels like the question that no one's asking. But maybe if you asked it, someone would let you leave. I don't know.
Sometimes all you have to do is ask, you know?
Right? But also, prisons are institutionalized slavery. FYI. That part. So, that brings us to the end of another episode of Scam Goddess. Guys, this is a long one. You guys are going to get a real treat.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's not my fault. I just get very excited and I have a lot of questions and a lot of stories. It's
This is an iconic episode of the show. Jesus Christ.
There was so much money going around. I am
nominating the show for an award. I will be nominating the show for an award. I'm not even kidding. Vicky, where do you want to be found? That's what we always ask people.
They can find me all over the socials at The Vicky Vox and thevickyvox.com.
Yes.
Keep it simple.
And guys, as always, email us with your scams, even if it's scamming the postal system, which we all need to support, guys, at scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Make sure the scam's retired. If you use your real name, we'll change it. And I always delete the emails because I'm not going to let the feds come get y'all, okay? And also, guys, if you want to follow us, it's Scam Goddess Pod on all platforms. And if you want to follow me and my shenanigans, it's D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. Congregation, it's crime time. Stay scheming.
Scam Goddess.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.